thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Sidekick, where we delve into ancient societies, the ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the skeptic psychic. Hi, and welcome again to the Skeptic Psychic. I'm Richard Gregg. With me tonight, as always, the wonderful, beautiful, intelligent, best sister in the whole wide world, Kimber Rodriguez.
Hello.
So, I got something tonight's topic. It's basically exciting. It's fresh. It's hip. It's new. And it is something that's always been fascinating by me. I'd like to talk to you about my man, my myth, the legend, the Bigfoot, also known as Yahweh, Sasquatch, rumored to be on Wendigo, depending on which legend you believe, but a very interesting cryptid in the United States, as well as all over the world. Sit back, relax, and I've got some exciting news going on. In fact, as of earlier this week, lawmakers in the wonderful state of Oklahoma invite everybody to participate in a $3 million Bigfoot bounty. Before I get more into it, let's take a look at exactly what exactly is the Bigfoot. Any questions so far, Kim?
Not yet.
Okay. Bigfoot is believed to be an 8 to 10 foot cryptid. Some people believe it may be the missing link. Some people may believe it's actually a lost giant ape that has been stepped off to the planet. But it took, was it the early 20th part of the century to actually prove that gorillas exist. So who knows? Again, like I said, he's actually has different names throughout the world. So, but really is interesting, you know, is the many stories that have been told. The first time we actually hear pretty much about the Bigfoot in modern times is in 1970 with the Patterson-Gimlin film. And it was shot in 1967 in Northern California. Film was filmed along Bluff Creek, which is about 40 miles northwest of Orleans, California. The filmmaker, Robert Patterson and Robert Bob Gimlin, filmed a creature, which they've called Patty. And it's her walking across this foliage, going across a creek bed.
I have here, courtesy of outsideonline.com. Mm-hmm. They have the 10 most convincing Bigfoot sightings. First one they talk about is the film that you're discussing. Excuse me. The film that you're discussing. I know I've heard a lot of people say that this has been proven to be fake. What are your thoughts on that?
Bob Gimlin stated until his death in 1972 that what he had was real. Now, Robert Patterson, there's rumors to the fact that he had a deathbed confession that he set it all up to make Bob look like a fool. But, you know, some people say, well, that was all just a legend. I mean, it was basically a rumor that Robert Patterson actually said, you know, not to be confused with the great actor who's now going to be in the movie Batman.
So not to be confused with Edward from
Twilight.
Twilight. Thank you. My mind went blank.
Yes, not a problem.
Another one here that it talks about happened in 1951. British explorer Eric Earl Shipton snapped a photo while he was going through the Himalayas. And this was an alleged footprint belonging to the Yeti. also known as Bigfoot. And this is very interesting because there was a show that I used to watch with Josh Gates called, oh goodness, what was it called? Let me look it up. Josh.
Destination Truth, Destination Travel, Destination Myths.
I want to say Destination Truth, but I'm not sure if that's the right one. Let me look it up. Destination Truth. And he would go around the world.
Ping Pong.
I'm sorry?
It was put out by the Ping Pong.
Well, anyway, he would go through the... He would go around the world looking for truth behind these myths and legends. And he actually did go to Nepal, up into the Himalayas, looking for proof of Bigfoot. And they did find some hair, which they believed to be from this creature. And so they sent it back to their lab to be analyzed, and they did find it to be animal hair. However, the origin of the animal came back as undetermined.
Could have been a bear.
No, they couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell. It could have been a bear. It was an animal that...
Could have been a panda.
But see, if it was a bear, they would be able to tell it was a bear. They would have been able to... When they analyzed it, it would have came out as bear hair. This came out as... They couldn't... identify it.
Lost Chinese bear.
Well, my theory is going back to what you were saying about it being something that just hasn't been found yet. I honestly believe that this world is so vast and we're finding new life forms every day, such as in the rainforest and in the islands. Amazon. Exactly. So what I'm thinking is, why can't Bigfoot exist and be just another creature that we haven't discovered yet? But if it is, why haven't we discovered it yet? Especially here in the U.S.
Yeah, I believe it's Homo grampithecus, I believe is what they're saying it might be.
Another interesting, as you were saying about being a quote-unquote bear, in October of 2012, a group of siblings went hiking in the Provo Canyon. If I'm not mistaken, this is up in Utah.
Yes, Provo Canyon's in Utah.
And I think I remember seeing this on a show about Paranormal Caught on Tape on the Travel Channel. Now, these two guys, they thought they saw a bear as they were going through the woods, and they started filming this bear because they were like, you know, how majestic is this? This bear is coming down the canyon. Next thing they know, the creature stands on two legs.
Okay, bears can stand on two legs.
Walking. It started walking.
Bears can walk on two legs.
Not like a human. I've seen a bear walk on two legs. It's more of a kind of like a dog walking on two legs, unless you're thinking of Yogi.
You know, he's getting into the ranger's hair.
Another, in 2007, a hunter by the name of Rick Jacobs captured some of the most famous footage of Bigfoot to date. He had a camera mounted to a tree for hunting, and it captured a clear photo of bear cubs. And not only did it capture the bear cubs, but it also captured something else that was unidentified. And it looked completely different from the bears. And I can put a link to this site in our description so that you can check out these photos yourself and get your own opinion on them.
On May 21st of this year, located in Kingman County in the great state of Kansas, there was a witness that said they saw Bigfoot walking across the road. A group of gentlemen, they may be of a mixture of gentlemen and ladies, but it's called the Bigfoot Researchers Organization. They're actually doing research today across the United States, including Washington, Colorado, California, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New Jersey.
Interesting. What else can we say about this giant creature?
Well, the Lakota called the Bigfoot Chiha Wantaka. The Chiha means elder brother and Tanka means great or big. So you're talking about this is big brother to them. You know, they believe that he is both spirit and a real being, but also can glide through the forest like a moose with big antlers, as though the trees weren't there.
Interesting. Do you believe that Bigfoot is a creature, like an animal, or do you think it's another species of mankind?
I'm in the field of actually being either a large ape or possibly of human origin.
So you're on the fence.
I'm on the fence. But I do believe that there is something out there.
Interesting.
I mean, there's actually people that say, well, footprints have been faked. Here's how they did it. Versus the fact of how do these people know the exact date you're going to go out there and see these type of things. So we're not really sure about it. So, you know, it's just kind of an interesting topic.
The term Sasquatch is a derivative of the word Sesquak, spelled S-E with an accent, S-Q-U-A-C, and that means wild man. And Native American tribes across North America believe that there are more than 60 different terms for the Sasquatch, Bigfoot being the most popular here in the U.S.
Let me go ahead with the current news. Just about May 26, 2021. Oklahoma City, while on the floor of House Representatives on Wednesday, State Representative A.J. Humphrey said a television show about Bigfoot is being shot in Oklahoma. He also says there's a $3 million bounty to catch Bigfoot. Now, to collect the reward, the said creature must be unharmed and the capture must be live and humane.
Well, I'm glad they say that.
Yeah.
I'm glad they say that because I'm afraid that people are going to go out there and go gun crazy and start shooting up, trying to kill a Bigfoot and hitting some innocent bystander by mistake.
To quote Humphrey, we don't want to hunt Bigfoot. Nobody wants to harm Bigfoot. We're going to do a live, humane capture of Bigfoot. We're extending this beyond our region and throughout the state. We're wanting the whole world to come to southern eastern Oklahoma to get involved in our bounty. So we're excited to invite the whole world to come and participate. They're actually filed a shell bill to create a hunting season in the Sooner State under House Bill 1648, and the Wildlife Conservation Commission will draft rules for the season, annual dates, and create any necessary hunting license and fees. So yeah, that's kind of breaking news on that.
In 2018, a motorist was driving in Cook, Minnesota on Highway 73, near Cook, Minnesota, sorry. And he reports seeing a large round creature sitting on the side of the road in a grassy area. As the driver got within 120 yards from this creature, the creature stood up and walked across the road, and he estimated it to be 7 to 8 feet tall. How do we know that wasn't a basketball player out there in camouflage doing some hunting on his day off?
Yeah. Could be.
Although he did say that there was a smell in the area that was the foulest, most rancid body odor that you could imagine.
With a ape, aka Bigfoot. They have actually compared the smell to a wet dog that's been sitting in manure for about 5 days.
That's definitely something I wouldn't want to come across.
Yeah. That's just, baby, that's just nasty.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, its features are mixed between an ape-like face versus what were our artist's rendition of a Cro-Magnon might have been. So we were talking about the high forehead, large nose, high cheeks, that sort of thing.
That's why some people think it's a undiscovered species of mankind, because it does resemble the Cro-Magnons so much, but however, so do gorillas. I just find it very interesting because usually gorillas are found in the jungle and there really haven't been any encounters with actual gorillas here in the States other than the zoo. So that's where I kind of find it hard to imagine it being a gorilla. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, there was an ape 100,000 years ago called Gigantopithecus pithecus. The fossils indicated stood at least 10 feet high and weighed up to about 1,100 pounds. And I will also link Natural Geographic article to that as well. So that way, you know, you can actually take a look at possibly what it might be.
And that was from here in the States, or that was just in the world?
That's fossils been found in the States as well as Africa and Asia.
So do you think this is a kind of like the alligator where it was a creature from
Got a man at a time type of situation.
That it survived all this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Komodo dragon survived.
Alligator survived.
The coelacanth survived.
This is true.
The great white shark has pretty much survived. They've actually found giant squid from the depths of the water. That's the reason why I kind of believe that maybe Bigfoot may exist, you know. Not going into the whole woo-woo spectral, you know, big brother of the natives type of thing, but an actual living creature, because Native Americans do believe that all creatures are brothers to men.
Right. Every animal is sacred.
I mean, they'd actually have very specific hunting parties where they would actually get together and ask the Great Spirit, as well as the blessing of their brother, whether it be the corn or the buffalo, if it was okay to take part upon it.
Now, it is thought commonly that most of these Bigfoot sightings are actually just bears. Basically, a black bear, when it's standing upright, is about 5 to 7 feet. And a grizzly bear, when it stands upright, is 8 to 9 feet. And both of these are within range of the reported sites of Bigfoot size. However, the people who claim to have seen Bigfoot insist that the way this creature was walking was more human-like than it was like a bear.
Yeah, again, until we actually gently bring in a Bigfoot, we'll never know. Like I said, the early part of the 20th century when we found the gorillas were actually, forgive me to say, explorers were actually killing the creatures and bringing the carcasses back to England as well as, you know, United States and parts of Asia, just to prove that there was such a thing as a giant ape.
It's true.
It's an interesting topic, and right now, to go further into it, I'd like to do a little bit more research, maybe do a part two on this, you know.
So what animal would you like to discuss now?
Well, we can always discuss another one of my favorites, the Chupacabra, or goat sucker.
The Chupacabra. Yes, Chupacabra.
Yeah, originally rumored to first hear about this was in, I believe, the early 2000s in the wonderful, wonderful island of Puerto Rico. Did I say that right?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
There you go. That's close enough.
Now, Chupacabra, also known as the goat sucker.
Chupacabra.
Cabra.
Yes, there's an A at the end.
Yes. It takes from the word chupra, which means to suck, and cabras, which are goats. Correction on the sightings. The first sighting was reported in 1995.
Yes, in Puerto Rico.
Yes. Now, we've actually have actual sightings also in South Texas, as well
Mexico.
As
Mexico,
other parts of the Caribbean.
Throughout the Americas and as far north as the United States.
Basically, what was going on is these farmers were reporting that a lot of their chickens and goats were being killed, and all they could find on the animal was a small pinhole right around the neck area. And all the blood had been drained, and certain parts of their bodies were taken out.
Now, interestingly, what we think of with the chupacabra is what's been seen here around Texas and Mexico, which is usually canine looking, but hairless. And people say that they stand about 4 feet. However, most of these that have been found were either identified as coyotes, dogs, or canine hybrids. In fact, there is a dog from Mexico, which is a hairless dog called
the Chihuahua.
It's not the Chihuahua. It is called the Zolo Itzcuqui. Not sure how you pronounce that, but I will spell it out in the description, but it's Xolitzcuintli, also known as the Mexican hairless dog. And they're actually beautiful animals, but I think this is probably what people are seeing when they think it's a chupacabra. Now, what's interesting is the sighting that was seen in Puerto Rico is completely different from that. And what they described was...
basically, what it's their description of it is kind of a bipedal creature with a long tail and almost like short hands with long feet. Kind of like a vampiric kangaroo, some say, with a long spike down its back.
Kind of like a reptilian kangaroo is what I show here with huge red eyes. But nobody's been able to find any evidence of this other than the reports.
And most people do believe that kangaroos are kind of vegetarians, I believe. Is that correct? Or?
I'm pretty sure.
I will check on that. Okay, kangaroos, marsupials. They're from the Macropodidae family, which means large foot. And basically, they've been known to be very docile creatures. However, if you do attack them or provoke them, they've been known to kill.
Yes, if they feel threatened, their kick could be deadly. So you definitely don't want to sneak up on a kangaroo.
And they do like beets, carrots, broccoli, raisins, bananas, and apples cut up into small appropriate sized pieces to resprinkle over pellets.
Now, there is a story here from May 17th, 2019. And it's from ABC Channel 7 in Houston. Actually, I'm sorry, ABC Channel 13 in Houston. And basically, it says that a man spotted an unusual creature wandering around the Houston's west side. And some people think it is the chupacabra. There is a photo that was taken on Richmond near Highway 6 in Houston. Many say that this dog looks like the most common version of a chupacabra. But again, it could be a dog with mange, which to me, it kind of looks like that. But I'll post the picture, the link to the picture, so people can give their own opinions. Or it could be
interesting to note, when my wife and I was giving her a tour of, when we were doing a little tour of my hometown, she swears up and down that Highway 87 in Rigsby, we stopped at a light, and she believes to this day that she saw a chupacabra hiding in the bushes.
Again, though, it could be a dog with mange.
Right.
It's interesting, the story, both stories, especially the one in Houston. When my mom was about 12 years old, she lived in Channel View, Texas. And she swears up and down she saw one of these creatures. She says it was just about dusk and she heard a noise. So she looked around and she saw something in the woods with red glowing eyes that fit the description of what everybody is saying now the chupacabra looks like. So she ran home and told her parents and got in trouble for lying. But to this day, she swears up and down that it was a chupacabra that she saw that day. Any thoughts?
Well, gotta believe mom.
Yes, I agree. Let's see. How about we talk about Nessie?
Nessie, the beautiful place of Loch Ness, is a wonderful lake somewhere in the Isle of Scotland, which is basically among Loch Lomond, Loch Awe, Loch Maree, Loch Moray, Loch Katherine, Loch Tay, Loch Shiel, Loch Earn, Loch Inian, Loch Ard, Loch Oich, Loch Mullick, Loch Doon, Loch Rusky. It's just many of the lakes that are in Scotland. And the most famous is, of course, the Loch Ness, only because it's the deepest in Scotland.
Actually, reports of a monster inhabiting Loch Ness go back to ancient times. There are local stone carvings by the Pict, P-I-C-T, that depict a mysterious beast with flippers. And the first written account appears in a biography of St. Columba from 565 AD. Now, according to that work, the monster had bit the swimmer and was prepared to attack another man when Columba intervened. And it seems that many of these alleged encounters have inspired the Scottish folklore. Now, in 1933, the legend began to grow. At that time, an adjacent to Loch Ness, a road was finished, offering an unobstructed view of the lake. In April of that year, a couple saw an enormous animal, which they compared to a dragon or prehistoric monster, after it crossed their car's path. It went into the water and disappeared. In December of that same year, the Daily Mail commissioned Marmaduke Wetherell, a big game hunter, to locate the serpent. Along the lake shores, he found large footprints that he believed belonged to it. And this animal, he believed, was 20 feet long.
Closer. The most famous picture of Loch Ness, a monster, Nessie as it is called, is the sturgeon photo, the creature's head and neck, supposedly taken by Robert Kenneth Wilson, a local gynecologist. Wilson refuses to have his name associated with, led to be known as the surgeon's photograph. According to Wilson, he was looking at the Loch Ness when he saw the monster, grabbed his camera and snapped it in 4 photos. Only 2 of the exposures came out clearly, first showing a small head in the back, and the second one shows a similar head in diving position. The first photo became well known, and the second one attracted a little publicity because of its blurriness. However, in 1994, most agreed that it was an elaborate hoax because it had been described as a fake in a December 7th, 1975 Sunday Telegraph, which fell into obscurity. Marmaduke Wetherall, which you had mentioned, had created this little toy submarine built by his father-in-law, Christian Sperling. Wetherall perpetuated his hoax with conspirator Sperling, a sculpture specialist, and Ian Wetherall, his son, who brought the material as fake, and Maurice Chambers, an insurance agency. The toy submarine was bought by F.W. Warworth, and its head and body were made from wood putty. After testing it in local pond, the group went to Loch Ness, where Ian Wetherall took the photos near the Aslan Tea House. When they heard a water bailiff approaching, Duke Wetherall sank the model with his foot and presumably still somewhere in Loch Ness. Little is known of the second photo and is often ignored by researchers who believe the quality to be too poor and the difference from the first photo to the great warrant analysis.
There have been numerous solar explorations done, notably in 1987 and in 2003. And in these solar explorations, they were not able to find any evidence of Loch Ness. Also, in 2018, researchers conducted a DNA survey of Loch Ness to determine what organisms lived in the water. They did not find any signs of a plesiosaur, which is a large extinct water animal, nor did they find any such large animals at all. So they believe, because they did find the presence of numeral eels, that possibly what people are seeing is just a large oversized eel. However, despite the lack of conclusive evidence, the Loch Ness Monster still remains popular to this day and profitable. In the early part of this century alone, it was thought that it contributed nearly $80 million annually to Scotland's economy.
Everybody wants to go see the locks.
Yes. Now, what are your thoughts on it being just a giant eel?
I kind of go with the fact that something like a giant creature couldn't really survive that much in what they do have inside the Loch Ness.
So do you believe it's an eel?
I believe it might be a bird kind of, you know, raising its head.
That's possible too. But from what they're saying with the long neck.
Well, if you ever looked at wrens or flamingos or such creatures have a long neck, and something like that could possibly be just kind of landed on eel as it come up across the water, and boom, you got yourself a head of a sea serpent or tree trunks.
Interesting. Any other thoughts on Nessie?
Well, it is pretty deep.
But a bunch. Well, I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to discuss one of my favorite legends, the Jersey Devil. Now, the Jersey Devil, also known as Leeds Devil, is a legendary creature that is said to inhabit the Pine Barrens of South Jersey. It is described as a flying biped with hoofs. However, there are many variations. Some people say that it's a bipedal kangaroo or a wyvern-like creature with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat wings and horns, small clawed hands, legs with cloven hoofs, and a forked tail. It has been reported to move quickly and is described as emitting a high-pitched, curdling scream. According to popular folklore, the devil originated within the Pine Barrens resident named Jane Leeds, known as Mother Leeds. And it states that Mother Leeds had 12 children. After finding out she was pregnant for the 13th time, she cursed the child in frustration, crying that the child would be the devil. Mother Leeds was in labor on a stormy night while her friends gathered around her, and born as a normal child, the 13th child changed to a creature with hoofs, goat's head, bat wings, and forked tail, growling and screaming. It beat everyone with its tail before flying up the chimney and heading into the pines. In some versions of the tale, Mother Leeds was supposedly a witch and the child's father was the devil himself. Also, other versions of the legend state that there was subsequently an attempt by a Loki clergyman to exorcise the creature from the Pine Barrens. Prior to the 1900s and before the series of reporting cited in 1909, Brian Regal, a historian of science at Keene University, theorized that the story of Mother Leeds, rather than being based on a single person, originated from colonial South Jersey's religious political disputes and became the subject of folklore and gossip among the local population.
I was just saying the fact of in 1812, Joseph Bonaparte, Napoleon's older brother, claimed he saw the Jersey Devil while hunting near the Bordentown estate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
As I mentioned about 1909 previously, during the week of January 16th through the 23rd of that year, newspapers published hundreds of claims encountered with the Jersey Devil from all over the state of New Jersey. Among the alleged encounters publicized that week were claims that the creature attacked a trolley car in Haddon Heights and a social club in Camden. Police in Camden and Bristol, Pennsylvania, supposedly fired on the creature to no effect. Other reports initially concerned unidentified footprints in the snow, but soon the sightings of creatures resembling the Jersey Devil were reported throughout South Jersey, as well as far away as Delaware and Western Maryland. The widespread newspaper coverage created fear throughout the Delaware Valley and prompted a number of schools to close and workers to stay home. Vigilante groups and groups of hunters roamed the pines and countrysides in search of the Jersey Devil. During this period, it is rumored that the Philadelphia Zoo posted a $10,000 reward for the creature. The offer prompted a variety of hoaxes, including a kangaroo, of course. Skeptics believe that the Jersey Devil is nothing more than a boogeyman, a story told to children to get them to behave, and the byproduct of local historian disdain for the Leeds family. Also, it could be such a Sasquatch, a misidentified known animal, and rumors based on common negative perceptions of the people in the rural area of Pine Barrens.
There was a gentleman by the name of Dave Black in the township of Galloway, took a picture in October of 2015 of the Jersey Devil, which he said he was driving along Route 9 near the golf course when what he thought was a llama walking out of the tree line, which llama in New Jersey, come on.
Well, I mean, think about it. People are getting to where they're starting to have these ranches where they're starting to raise like alpacas and llamas. So I can see that. Right.
Well, suddenly the creature spread its wings and flew away. And a few days later, from capturing it, Emily Martin shot a video of what appeared to be the same creature after she spotted it on Old Port Republic Road near Leeds Point. Both Black and Martin swear neither the images nor the video were edited or set up. And I'll send you the link of the wonderful picture of Mrs. Leeds' offspring.
Yes, please send that. Now, what are your thoughts on this Jersey Devil?
It's a great story. I mean, Mama Leeds, or Mother Leeds, I should be polite about it, was actually supposed to be a herbalist. Some people may consider her a witch back in the day, but she was also somebody that would be the first person you call when someone's sick with a goo or some old-fashioned, you know, sickness. So I think maybe the Leeds story might have been extrapolated because people didn't like anything that wasn't Christian normal type of thing.
But what are your thoughts on the fact of people to this day saying that they've seen the Jersey Devil?
Like I said, I think one of those type of situations where it was, let's be mean to Mother Leeds and further rectified because in some stories, she died promptly after giving birth to this creature. The creature could have actually existed and then they'll point the finger over at Mother Leeds death saying, yep, she's the one that gave birth to the Jersey Devil.
Right. But that explains why in that time period, people would see it. However, people to this day are still reporting sights of the Jersey Devil. So could it be another animal that we just don't know about? Or could it possibly be a demon from hell?
Might be. But I'm on the fence on that due to the fact that I believe that the legends may have been the fact of bad-mouthing Mother Lee's because she was not a goodly Christian woman.
You think it's more of a boogeyman complex this is a story that parents told their children to get them to behave?
Yep.
And the sightings, do you think it's just seeing other creatures and blaming them on the devil? Or do you think it's...
I think it's other natural creatures. I don't think they're very cryptid.
Interesting. Well, I would love to hear the thoughts of our listeners. See what you all think it is. You can either contact us through email or at our website and let us know if you think any of the creatures that we talked about today are true. Are they something from out of this world? Are they just animals that haven't been discovered? Or are they animals that are mistaken for something else? You can go ahead and let us know at our website, which is skepticpsychic.com, or you can email us at info@skepticpsychic.com. Anybody you'd like to recommend tonight?
I'm going to recommend Coast to Coast AM.
Okay, tell us about them.
Coast to Coast AMs was originally a radio show spawned off of the Art Bell radio network that deals with the unknown, the extreme. Right now, it's hosted by a gentleman by the name of George Norrie. It originally was Sunday through Thursday, but they do now do 7 days a week with George Norrie, as well as George Knapp, Linda Moulton Howe, and your guy.
My guy? Who's my guy?
Your guy.
Who's my guy?
Dave Schrader.
Oh, really?
He's actually hosted it as well.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it deals with up like aliens, the missing 411 mysteries, Skinwalker Ranch, and other things, including what's the theory behind the CERN?
What is the CERN?
What is CERN?
Yes.
That is a organization for nuclear research. They are actually working on subparticle physics. They originally were set up in 1954.
Interesting.
Yeah. You never heard of CERN?
I haven't.
They are working on the particle acceleration. Some people say they're creating black holes. Some people are trying to say that they're trying to create an alternative fuel. They actually do have a Facebook page if you do want to check that out.
Very interesting. Do you have any reviews or comments you'd like to share tonight?
No reviews have come to me. Have any reviews have you had?
I haven't seen any, but we do ask if you like what you hear, please go to Apple Podcast and leave us a rating and a review. We will.
Five stars.
Yes, 5 stars would be great. We will read the reviews on air. If you'd like to remain anonymous, just let us know. If you have any questions or ideas for topics for future shows, you can reach us at skepticpsychic.com or info@skepticpsychic.com, as well as our Facebook group, Skeptic Psychic. We are on Podbeam, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, and also our audios are now posted at Facebook on our page, Skeptic Psychic. So you can even go to our Facebook page and check out some of our episodes that we've had.
All righty. Anything else you'd like to bring up?
Not that I can think of. You?
Nope.
Well, in that case, as always, everybody have a great night and sweet dreams.
Listen to nightmares.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.